Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you for the wonder and the power and the warmth of your word. May it flow through me. In Jesus the Christ's name we pray. Amen. In the passage from Isaiah that was read, we see, "For the Lord comforts his people, and he will have compassion." With Zion, the people said, "The Lord has forsaken me, the Lord has forgotten me." And then it says, "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me." I was thinking over the last few weeks about noticing. You know, as a pastor, one of the funny jobs that sometimes is overlooked is that one of my jobs is to notice you. Do you all feel noticed? When you say the word notice, it's a pretty powerful concept. When I was in school, I was a short kid and a little bit insecure on some levels. And if my teachers didn't notice me, I promptly corrected that. When I was a teen, I saw some girls that I thought were very special, and in the most crazy way possible, I sought for them to notice me in many ways that were unappreciated. When I began to go to work, before I was a minister and whatnot, I wanted to know if people noticed me. Occasionally, I didn't want them to. We had a sociology professor in college who would stare into one corner of the room while the rest of us could disappear, and we hoped not to be noticed. But what we're talking about is about the importance of being noticed. It says that Jesus had compassion. And as we look at how Jesus is affecting the lives of those around him, there's nobody that Jesus did not notice. The scriptures say that in the womb, as you were being formed, in essence, Jesus noticed you. He notices every hair on our head, a little bit of a lesser job for me than some of you, but he notices. I began to think about how important that is. Did you notice that the people felt forsaken and forgotten? We begin to feel that as a body of Christ when no one notices us. And if there are times when you felt that, you have felt it deeply. And you sort of a little lingering sigh and something inside us that says, "Why doesn't anybody notice me?" And part of compassion is noticing. I try to notice if you have a new outfit or an old outfit or whatever. But more than that, I try to notice what's happening inside of you. When we look at the story of the bleeding woman, we saw that they were in a crowd. But don't you just love being in a crowd where you're sort of pushed and bounced around? I grew up in New York City, Brooklyn. I took the subways to work, which were especially edifying during the rush hour. Have you ever been in a rush hour subway? It's a little bit like when I was younger in college. We used to play a game, how many people you could get into a Volkswagen Bug. The subways are kind of like that. And Jesus was doing wondrous things. Wondrous things. And somebody snuck up and touched the hem of his cloth. She had enough faith to believe that if Jesus noticed her, it could heal her. She had an issue of bleeding that had been on for years and years. She had no doubt given up hope, but somehow she got the hope to touch his garment. She had the hope that Jesus could do it, but she did not have the hope or the faith that she was worth touching his garment. Can you imagine that? She realized his power, but she assumed that that power didn't apply to her because she was not worthy of it. So what does Jesus do? Who touched me? Probably because she had a blood issue. She was viewed virtually as an untouchable. But Jesus said, who touched me? And the ever helpful disciples, they're just like me. They decided to correct Jesus. Have you ever corrected Jesus? Or tried to? Lord, everybody touched you. Didn't you notice there was a crowd here? Jesus said, someone touched me. I felt the power go out. Where did you touch him? The hem of his garment, probably a long garment. And he noticed her. I want to make an observation here, which I started earlier. At no time in your life, does Jesus not notice. You are eternally noticed. Without beginning and without end, you are noticed. The woman, it says, realized that she could not go unnoticed because she felt the power. What did she feel? She felt the power come in. Remember, Jesus said, I felt the power go out. She felt the power come in. And then it goes on to say that he welcomes her. He says she is his daughter. Family. He says that her faith has made her whole. And he invites her to go in peace. If you will, he touched her, she touched him, and he touched her three times. The example of Jesus and being noticed and touched by God is worth it all by itself. But you all are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. And you are called to be like Jesus. And that calling is to notice. To notice when someone's distant, when someone's hurting, when someone is down, or when someone is happy. Just to notice. Did you notice the back of the bulletin? What's on the back of the bulletin?
That is my new baby daughter, Zipporah, Dawn Britz.
Give me five. Notice is usually followed by touch. And I just want to invite you to take part of being in the power of God, to notice where people are. Now, if you're shy, you're withdrawn, you're an introvert, and you're afraid, pray. Notice that someone is hurting and pray for them. Do I have to tell God what that person needs? You think he needs my help there? He needs me to notice so that I can be part of the body of Christ and pray for them. I have to understand it. You understand what I'm saying? We notice and we pray. Maybe if in that noticing and praying, maybe we just go over to the person and say, "Good to see you." Maybe we say, "How are you doing?" "Pretty good." Pretty good. This is not an insignificant thing. This is power from God. Because people are touched by the love of God when the people of God notice those people. Do you realize that? I just want to review this for a minute. There have been times in our life that we felt isolated, alone, forgotten, unforgiven, and unnoticed. Now, in many of those times, you were actually, what was ever going on with you was noticed, but people were afraid. So if you're afraid, pray. Pray for God to bless that person. Pray for God for the strength just to show that you noticed. In the passage in Isaiah where it talks about compassion, it says that God not only cannot forget you, the very hand of God that created you. You know that great painting? God reaching down. The very hand of God that created you, it says you are engraved in the palm of his hand. By the way, could you just say that with me? Or we'll put it in a more personal. I am engraved on the palm of my Creator. That's how important noticing and remembering is to him. Oh, before I close, I left off a couple of points. I'm merciful. Do you all know what the word engraved means? Come on, we can actually talk. What does it mean? Say that again. That was very good. Could you say it again? Could you say that again? How do we know that we are engraved in the hands of God? That we are cut in to the palms of God? And we have a picture upon the cross. He died so you would realize that you are noticed and that you might come to him so that he might embrace you. Let's just look for ways. Simple ways that we can be part of God's noticing.